Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. A kidnapping in Haiti doesn't stop local Christians from pressing forward in gospel ministry. Then, the anniversary of the Beirut port explosion comes and goes with questions still unanswered, but hope remaining. We'll unpack this story for you in just a few moments. But first, an Irish missionary and eight others were kidnapped from an orphanage compound on Sunday, including a three-year-old child. Gang members stormed the children's home in Kenscough near Port-au-Prince. The missionary, Gina Herity, is known for her care for children with disabilities. EU officials are working to secure the group's release. We spoke with Christian World Outreach, whose office in Haiti is not far from where the kidnapping took place. CWO President Greg Yoder tells us,
"We have not directly been affected by any kidnappings or anything recently, but it's caused ministry to kind of slow down and sometimes be postponed, especially in the Port-au-Prince area."
One example?
Recently, with the gangs kind of taking over Mirbalé, that shut down our feminine training center there because pretty much everybody left town.
CWO sees the unrest as ministry motivation that Haiti needs Christ more than ever.
Our goal is to use those opportunities to share the gospel. And our hope is that even during these difficult times, that makes people think about their lives and eternity.
Pray God's protection and encouragement for those kidnapped. Next, despite active shelling and attacks, churches remain determined to hold summer camps for kids. Eric Mock from Slava Gospel Association says,
"So in the middle of the sirens blaring, in the middle of the difficulties and the trials, they said it's summertime."
Many Ukrainian children, 11 and younger, don't know a reality without war, having been born into it.
Their children often will panic. Some will wet themselves. They struggle with sleeplessness and emotions. Every time that alarm, air raid siren goes off, it's brutal.
This shows the vital importance of a kids-focused ministry.
These summer camps become like an oasis away from the storms of life and their hearing of joy and peace and a love that will never leave them, God who will never forsake them, God that has poured out immeasurable grace and mercy, especially on these children.
The camps vary, sometimes day programs in cities, other times in woods or rented camp facilities. Pray for the seeds of the gospel to bring hope to these kids. Pray also for the protection of civilians and the end of war. And finally, at 6:07 p.m. on Monday, a crowd of several hundred people in Beirut, Lebanon, fell silent. Exactly 5 years earlier, one of the largest non-nuclear explosions in history devastated the port and surrounding districts. The crowd carried photos of the more than 200 people killed by the blast. Camille Melke with Heart for Lebanon says the lack of accountability makes the pain worse.
"And here we are 5 years later, and we still don't know what caused it. Why those ammonium nitrate in 3,000 tons were stored at the port of Beirut? What ignited this incident?"
A full investigation has faced numerous roadblocks and years-long delays from Lebanese officials. But hope for Lebanon doesn't depend on justice. On that terrible day, Melki's then 79-year-old mother became an unintended witness of Christ. She was deeply distressed when they first entered her ruined home. But
then I see mom walking towards her piano and clean up the debris off her piano and start playing.
A video of that moment went viral, leading to TV interviews where Melki's mother shared her hope in Christ alone.
5 years later, every time my mom walks down the street, somebody want to greet her and ask her to keep playing the piano.
Learn more about this story and Heart for Lebanon's continuing ministry at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Kramer.